The wormwood?
But that's centuries off.
But scientists are hardly alone in being affected by the knowledge of its existence. There is an impulse to hurry, to gather as much data and formulate new theories, to learn as much as possible in the time that is left, because we no longer are sure there will be anybody to build on our work, as we've always assumed in the past. And so people take shortcuts. The peer review process is under pressure. Now, a red alert light started flashing high on the conning house wall, and technicians began to drift back into the room. Bobby looked at David quizzically.
You're setting up to run again?
You told Dad you only ran one trial a day.
David winked. A little white lie. I find it useful to have a way to get rid of him.
Bobby laughed. It turned out there was time to fetch coffee before the new run began. They walked together to the cafeteria.
Bobby is lingering, David thought, as if he wants to be involved. He sensed a need here, a need he didn't understand, perhaps even envy. Was that possible?
It was a wickedly delicious thought. Perhaps Bobby Patterson, fabulously rich, this latter-day dandy, envies me, his earnest, drone-like brother. Oh, perhaps that's just sibling rivalry on my part. Walking back, he sought to make conversation.
So, were you a grad student, Bobby?
Sure, but at HBS.
HBS? Oh, Harvard Business School, yes.
I took some business studies as part of my first degree, David said. He grimaced. The courses were intended to equip us for the modern world. All those two-by-two matrices, the fads for this theory or that, for one management guru or another.
Well, business analysis isn't rocket science, as we used to say, Bobby murmured evenly.
But nobody at Harvard was a dummy. I won my place there on merit, and the competition there was ferocious.
I'm sure it was.
David was puzzled by Bobby's flat tone of voice, his lack of fire. He probed gently.
I have the impression you feel underestimated.
Bobby shrugged.
Perhaps. The VR division of our world is a billion-buck business in its own right. If I fail, Dad's made it clear he's not going to bail me out. But even Kate thinks I'm some kind of placeholder.
Bobby grinned.
I'm enjoying trying to convince her otherwise.
David frowned.
Kate?
Ah, the girl reporter Hiram had tried to exclude from his son's life. Without success, it seemed.
Interesting. Do you want me to keep quiet?
What about?
Kate, the reporter?
There really isn't anything to keep quiet about.
Perhaps.
But Father doesn't approve of her. Have you told him you're still seeing her?
No. And this may be the only thing in your young life, David thought, which Hiram doesn't know about. Well, let's keep it that way. David felt pleased to have established this small bond between them. Now the countdown clock neared its conclusion. Once more, the wall-mounted soft screen showed an inky darkness, broken only by random pixel flashes, and with the numeric monitor in the corner dully repeating its test list of primes. David watched with amusement as Bobby's lips silently formed the count numbers. 3, 2, 1. And then Bobby's mouth hung open in shock, a flickering light playing on his face. David swiveled his gaze to the soft screen. This time there was an image, a disk of light. It was a bizarre, dreamy construct of boxes and strip lights and cables, distorted almost beyond recognition as if seen through some grotesque fisheye lens. David found he was holding his breath. As the image stayed stable for 2 seconds, 3, he deliberately sucked in air. Bobby asked,
What are we seeing? The wormhole mouth.
Or rather, the light it's pulling in from its surroundings. Here, the worm works. Look, you can see the electronics stack. But the strong gravity of the mouth is dragging in light from the three-dimensional space all around it. The image is being distorted.
Like gravitational lensing.
He looked at Bobby in surprise.
Exactly that.
He checked the monitors.
We are already passing our previous best.
Now the distortion of the image became stronger, as the shapes of equipment and light fixtures were smeared to circles surrounding the view's central point.
Some of the colors seem to be Doppler shifting now. A green support strut starting to look blue. The fluorescence glare taking on a tinge of violet.